Master and God by Lindsay Davis. Narrated by Robin Sachs. Dedicated to the City of Rome. Part 1. Rome, AD 80 to 81. Let the games commence. Chapter 1. It was a quiet afternoon on the Via Flaminia, when a wisp of smoke wafted across from the river direction, sheared downwards and dematerialized against the pantile on the roof of the station house. Nobody noticed. Rome, the Golden City, went about its business. The vigiles of the first cohort continued their tasks. The yard lay still. Afternoons were dead time. The tribune was off at his own house. Nobody was doing much. The vigiles had been brought into existence to combat fires, but also covered local law and order. Most action occurred at night. Between lunchtime and dinner, their duties were minimal, which was how the day shift liked it. Titus, their new emperor, was away in Campania. For the second time now, he was visiting the disaster area after Mount Vesuvius erupted the autumn before. Many people had feared the worst when Titus succeeded his father. Despite his charm, Vespasian's son was thought to be ruthless. Yet, apparently, he had overhauled his personality, renounced vice, promised to execute no more opponents, and even sent away his unpopular lover, Queen Berenice of Judea, after she scampered to Rome hoping to become his empress. Now, every time the wardrobe slaves dressed Titus in his sumptuous...